right. Before we begin, I know we've done enough before we begin, but I need to fucking bring this up. You texted us and you were like, "Hey guys, I finally saw the original Ghostbusters. It's mid."
Oh
The you wanna expand on that shit?
no. All right. Let me get this mic in here close. All right.
Yeah, you just keep roasting those veggies.
Bill Murray is not that funny and somewhat overrated. That's a lie. He's not
You.
so. He is overrated. Bill Murray is very much overrated. I have no notes. The original Ghostbusters, I watched it, didn't think it was that funny. I was like, I don't understand why this is a cultural phenomenon. I don't get it. Why is this so beloved? Because I watched it, and I was like, it's fine. It's not great. It's fine at best. So yeah, I don't care for the original Ghostbusters or the sequel. Bill Murray is overrated. I legitimately don't understand why people have this obsession with him. Because I've seen his other comedies. I don't get it. I do not fucking get it. I don't it, Bill Murray as a person is probably a cool dude. According to Lucy Liu, he's an asshole. But Bill Murray is supposedly a cool dude. Maybe that's true. I just don't care for the Ghostbusters or any of his films. Like, they're mid at best. Chema's mad at me now, as you can. He looks right pissed. Oi.
Imagine saying that about one of your country's most beloved figures in comedy that managed to spin off into drama. Imagine saying that about a man that has given us one of the mo what most some of the most quotable lines. Imagine saying that about fucking Bill Murray. Imagine
I'm not
fucking
screwed.
saying that about the hero of Chicago. Imagine saying that about Bill fucking Murray, who survived the zombie apocalypse by dressing up like an actual zombie. Imagine saying that shit.
So, and I'm reading on this thing, and I think I know why. I don't like deadpan humor. No offense to him. It's in general. Actually, most comedies from like the 70s and 80s, I just don't connect. Like early 80s or whatever, I don't connect with deadpan humor. It doesn't make me laugh. I like old movies, but deadpan comedy just doesn't work for me.
Can I recommend you two movies that might change your mind?
If it's Caddyshack, it's not gonna change my mind. If it's Stripes, not gonna change my mind. If it's Groundhog Day, still not gonna change my mind.
No, it's What About Bob?
What about Bob?
Yeah,
1984.
so What About Bob is a movie about Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss, where Richard Dreyfuss is a therapist and Bill Murray has attachment issues and he's his patient. And Richard Dreyfuss goes for vacation and Bill Murray follows him.
I'd be willing to give it a chance. Maybe Bill Murray will finally be funny for once when he has someone to play with.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
Be
I'm sorry.
thankful I am not next to you. Okay. Jesus.
For what it's worth, I would look him in the eyes and say this.
I have this genuine, like, concerning belief with you that you just watch things just so you can be like, see, I told you it was never good. Like, you go there with a mentality, man. Like, you, like,
No, I
really?
wanted to try it. It was like the first time I watched Aliens, right? Or Child's Play. I'm like, you know what? This is the first time I'm going to go in to watch this movie. I want to like it. I'm going to give it a fair shake. I'm not going to be critical of it. Like, that's not funny. I would have done it like this. Why are they doing? Genuinely, blank page. Although I'll say this, maybe it's a situation where I have to watch it again in the future because the first time I watched The Exorcist, I was like mid. Like, it's not that scary. The second time I watch it, I'm like, you know, I kind of get it more. Like, it's about the spirituality. It's about you know, a priest dealing with his crisis of faith, a mother turning to medicine before a religion for her daughter, you know, the horror of like, you know, fucking the needle in the neck and all that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a situation where I need to watch it a second time because I watched Ghostbusters once and mid.
Look, the fun thing about Ghostbusters is the fact that these are four comedians, four very funny comedians coming straight out of SNL, where they're not only the actors, but they're writers. Like, these are the, like, they wrote this for themselves, and they come out being like, hey, like, we're going to create something that's completely brand new, that is going to represent us. Because, like, they're basically comedians writing superheroes for themselves. And they didn't put themselves in, like, super, like, manly costumes. They show up, they're cursing, they're drinking, they're smoking. They're being, it's a super unique thing that didn't exist before. Now, do I think it deserved to have a long-lasting legacy and have sequels done to this day? Absolutely not. I think I like the original Ghostbusters. I don't think it's that good to deserve all these movies that they're getting now. I just think we're milking the fuck out of every franchise that we have. However, well, I think that's gonna spoil how I feel about this movie.
So you wanna jump into Frozen Empire?
Let's just jump into Frozen Empire. Say the line.
Shall I hit the intro?
Thank you for welcoming us into your headphones. My name is Chema.
And I'm Eddie.
Reviewing Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and this is the rollback. It'll send a chill down your spine. The Spengler family returns to where it all started, the iconic New York City firehouse, team up with the original Ghostbusters, who've developed a top-secret research lab to take busting ghosts to the next level. But when the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters new and old must join forces to protect their home and save the world from our second Ice Age. So this is the new Ghostbusters movie directed by Gil Keenan, who previously directed movies like The Poltergeist Remake and Monster House. He previously co-wrote the previous Ghostbusters Afterlife and now sits in the director's chair. This stars McKenna Grace, Paul Rudd, Carrie Coon, Phil Wolfhard, Dan Aykroyd, Kumail Nanjiani, Patton Oswalt, Celeste Connor, Logan Kim, Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, Adney Potts, and other colorful actors. So, now that we've said how we feel about the original Ghostbusters, I revisited our review of Ghostbusters Afterlife, and we were singing the praises of that movie. I think we both enjoyed that one. And during that review, you kept saying like, oh, I mean, this is obviously setting up what's going to come next. And I kept saying, God, I hope not. God, I hope there's not another one. And here we are, 2 years later, and there is another one. So, initial thoughts just on Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. What did you think of the sequel to the sequel to the sequel to the sequel?
I didn't hate it. I didn't like it as much as Afterlife. I think Afterlife would have been a great one-shot, but they gave it a sequel. They were setting up stuff. I was excited. And I felt disappointed for various amount of reasons. Bear in mind, I don't have any emotional attachment to this franchise. I genuinely, if they announced tomorrow that due to a lawsuit, there would be no more Ghostbusters films, there's no part of me that gives a shit. Like, I don't mean to be, it's like my mom and fucking the DC universe. She doesn't care if Batman goes under tomorrow. She doesn't give a shit. Who the fuck's Bruce Wayne? Isn't he rich? like that genuine, that's my neutrality on Ghostbusters. So believe me when I say I came into this with no dog in the fight. No horse in the race, and I can't walked out like, meh, it's fine. I know where I would have improved it, but that's me. What about you? What did you think of this initially?
Look, as a person that really likes the original Ghostbusters, as a person that really liked the second one, as a person that I found the female led one to be pretty good, to be all right, and a person who really, really liked Afterlife, I feel similarly towards this one. This feels like an afterthought. This feels like a thing of like, well, we already made one, might as well do another one. And I don't think it asks any kind of complicated questions. I don't think it's super fun. I do think there's some interesting thoughts in it that that don't end up cohesively making a full good product, but there's some good stuff in here. I had a good time, but by the time it ended, I was like, well, it ended. That's fine. I get to go home now. And that was it. That was like the big impact that this movie left. It wasn't a bad time, but it wasn't a great one either. I feel like the previous one was so much better. And not just because of the fa- and not because of the fan service, but because I like the whole idea of passing down the legacy to children. Like, I like that the movie was more about McKenna Grace and Finn Wolfhard kind of picking up the mantle of mm-hmm. the Ghostbusters. And sure, the Ghostbusters do show up, but they're just kind of there. They do help, but they're mostly just, they're for like, oh, it's nice that they're here, you know? Didn't love this one.
I feel like, okay. I think a couple of the things, should we start with what we liked about it or what we didn't?
Sure.
I like the logical progression. I like the fact that everything escalated, but it felt logical. Okay, you go from this small hick-ass town to New York. Fair enough. Paul Rudd goes from being teacher to, I think, stepdad. You escalate everything from being a retread of an old ghost that we already know to a brand new threat that is seemingly city level, easily, on its own. Everything escalated logically. You go from having a family business of Ghostbusters to it becoming an academy where you have multiple scientists studying the ghosts. We're training people to deal with these problems. It's an escalation. I think that's a good thing, right? That's like in the first Batman movie, you're facing a gunman. Second movie, you're going to face like a city threat. Third one, you're going to face like a nationwide. Like, you know, it's logical escalation. I like that aspect of it just to start. What do you think?
I thought similar but opposite. Like, when it comes to the progression, I feel like I liked that the previous movie did the opposite thing. Like, it was a back to basics. It was a reset. I liked being in that little hick town. I liked being where, you know, there wasn't a lot of technology. I liked being outside of New York and having these kids hunt ghosts because they wanted to, not because, you know, it was their job. And I think that taking that aspect, which worked, and then bringing it back to New York, bringing them to the fire station, bringing them like hunting ghosts with the car in the street, I feel like, well, we've seen this. We've seen this in three other movies. So like, why do I want to see it again? Like, these characters are not shining enough in the big city. Like, they were kind of special because they were like in the middle of nowhere. And now a thing that I really liked was the whole debacle with McKenna Grace's character, with Phoebe, who was the shining star of the previous one. And in this one, she gets told, like, you know what? You're going to just be a kid for a while. You're going to not be a Ghostbuster. You're gonna be just normal, like, 15-year-old for the next 3 years. And then you can go back to busting ghosts if you still want to. And I like that there's, like, this whole thing of, like, you can find a thing really early in your life that you're really good at, that you want to do. But then you also still have to experiment a lot of things. And I like how her one track mind is like, no, like, I felt so lost and I finally found the thing that I like to do and that I'm born to do and that I'm good at. Why are you taking it away from me? So I like when she was like doubting herself and trying to find other things to do, and also, but always coming back to it. I like that aspect. But every other character who was dripping with personality and was really, you know, felt unique. Like there are some scenes in the previous one, in Afterlife, where if I showed it to you and I told you this is a Ghostbusters movie, you'd be like, "What the? No, it's not." And this one, you can definitely tell that it's a Ghostbusters movie. There are some themes, you know. There's a couple of jokes that really worked. My favorite, to me, the funniest thing in the movie was when they're all rounding up at the fire station at the end, and Bill Murray shows up, and he's like, "Oh, home sweet home," and he like hits like a little electrical box, and he opens it up, and he pulls out like a little whiskey bottle, and he's like, "Hell yeah!" Like back home, like he does it with such a smoothness and such a coolness to it. Yeah, so I like that. I like McKenna Grace. I like her performance. I really like her as this character. Paul Rudd is good. You know, he's a charming guy. You know, people are gonna like him either way. There's a couple of things in this movie that felt way more horror than the previous ones didn't have. Like there's a great scene where they bring one of the lions in front of the library to life.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize, but then they look at him and the statue is like already looking at them back. That felt like a Resident Evil thing almost. Like, shit, like this thing moved while I wasn't watching.
Yeah.
And the actual villain has such a cool design, almost like out of a video game or something.
And it's very simple also. It's not like he's over-designed. He's just, he's a menacing fucking, 15-foot tall monster.
Yeah. So... I like that. I like seeing Annie Potts again, the secretary. Mm-hmm. I thought she was
Sheldon's
good.
Mom, Sheldon's grandma.
Is she?
Yeah, that's the only way I'm ever gonna know her. Sheldon's grandma.
My God. Yeah. So she's good. The effects were not terrible. But yeah, other than that, it's cool to see. Like all of them again, but the magic has lost after seeing them together in the last one. So, yeah,
I think that's where the criticisms can. Well, like okay, I like the whole Phoebe. Like you're too young. I like the fact that she's conflicted. I like the fact. Also, fucking real quick, I want to talk about something stupid. I saw some dumbass videos on TikTok and YouTube about how woke this movie is because they made her a lesbian, which is like they made her gay, which is like. You're stupid. Stop with that. At this point, it should be a regular thing. It's not. They didn't highlight it in the trailers of like, look, an LGBTQ character. It's more like, no, it's a natural aspect of characters moving forward. It just happens to be a thing. We don't have to make it a big deal, which, again, fuck you. If you really believe that, fuck you.
Also, they barely addressed it. Like, she just.
I know.
Had some chemistry with another female, but like,
that's and the female it. Was a ghost. Like, okay.
Yeah.
It. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not gonna fucking apologize for them, but goddamn it. Now that said, some of the comedy did hit. I like some of the action. I like some of the story. I like how inventive Phoebe had to be. She figured out something that other people couldn't. Which, hey, if we add copper to our suits. Maybe that can offset because that's all that affects him. We don't know his chemistry. They try to science ghosts, and I like that.
Yeah.
Now, where I don't like and where I think the film could have improved starkly is one, tell me one thing that Trevor did in the entire fucking movie.
Trevor played by
Will.
Finn Wolfhard?
Yeah.
Well, he did. He turned 18. He talked about turning 18. He tried to catch Slimer. He couldn't do it. And he gets the car at the end.
He didn't have to be there. I'm not saying cut him. I'm saying you have...
Give him something to do.
No, I'm not saying cut him. I'm saying they had too many people in this. They had way too many people in this. It's too big of a cast. Either if you're going to do under 2 hours, you either need to, one... cut some cast members, or two, add more time to the goddamn screen time. Like, it's one or the other, because there's too much going on, and I understand the want for the nostalgia baiting. They should have not had the old guys in the marketing whatsoever, marketed strictly on Paul Rudd, on McKenna Grace, on Will Forehand. And if the old dudes appear in the third act, cool, keep it. Or if they do minor like appearances here and there, cool, keep it. But no, and Dan Aykroyd is like the co-lead with McKenna Grace. And again, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. But if you're going to have that much business going on, you need more room. And they fucked up by not having more room.
Look, Dan Aykroyd, I don't mean to say this rudely. I feel like he thinks in his head that this is a Sylvester Stallone in Creed moment.
Yeah.
When, like, I hate to say this, but it ain't.
I mean, I think if you take out, Peter, if we take out Winston, if you take out, Janie, right. If you take out, Mayor Peck, if you take all of them out and it's just Dan Aykroyd as a mentor to Phoebe and Trevor, and he's like, I'm going to teach you two everything I know, and Trevor's actually trying, okay, I think you have a story there. But there's too much going on. Again, we have this great academy where they're studying ghosts. Cool. What does the dude do other than get his hand frozen?
Yeah. There's just not a lot. And then you bring in Kumail Nanjiani, who I liked. Like, I like Kumail. But you bring this story, and like, he's a firebender. And look, the Ghostbusters movies previously have had like magic in it. Like, this is not a new thing.
Yeah.
But it was too much. There were too many characters doing too many things for a movie that really didn't need to exist. Like, it felt like it the whole time it's just justifying its own existence. Mm-hmm. It's a fine ride by the end, but it's, I don't know. This is like the only time where I will agree with Scorsese's comparison that like, oh, these modern action movies feel like rides. So like this feels like it will be a ride. Mm-hmm. In like a theme park or something. I don't know. It's just that it took out the stakes that we got from the previous one, and it just made another, I don't want to call it generic, because to me it's not generic, but it's not, you know, something that grabs a lot of attention or like greatly justifies its own existence.
Well, like, okay. If you don't want to call it generic, I say, did you notice that beam in the sky?
Oh my God! The beam in the sky is back.
I legitimately thought that out loud in the theater. A beam in the okay, fine, fine. We're back here. We're back there again. Fuck. That said, okay. So, did you see Kung Fu Panda 4?
No, I didn't. I haven't even seen Kung Fu Panda 2 or 3, so it would feel wrong to watch it.
2, you'll cry. 3 is okay. That said, basically, Kung Fu Panda 4 is not good, right? It's just not. The action is great, but the bad guy is, you know, not good, and the writing's not good. It's not good. It's the anti-Last Wish, if that makes sense. That said, I remember, and I'm going to do a rewrite of that movie, because I remember saying and thinking, the Chameleon would be a great villain for a final act against Poe, because they're going to do a new trilogy, right? You should build what? A villain for the third act. I mean, for the third film. They said when they initially thought of Kung Fu Panda, they wanted it to be 6 films. That said, I feel like Ghostbusters Frozen Empire could have benefited, instead of having one ultimate bad that feels like a world beater, it should be contained to one really menacing ghost that's building up to, if you think I'm bad, just wait till he comes. Because I called him. And like, oh shit, now we need to prepare for this one guy. Like, you know, build the stakes. But when you go from small town bullshit to world ender, what's next? It's like I told you before, I hate all these end of the world films. Because there's no stakes. I know the world's not going to end. If Ghostbusters Afterlife, I mean, if Ghostbusters Frozen Empire had the balls to kill all the characters, and Phoebe's the only survivor, and Garaka, and Garaka like conquers New York, and they were like, that's your ending? Balls. But they don't have the guts for that.
Dude, I hate to disagree with you so hard with this.
What?
I hate to do this.
Go ahead.
Not every franchise needs to be Avengers and Infinity War.
No, and I agree.
Don't need to do that. Like, in that, like, look, when you're saying it, like, oh, they're not gonna do that. I'm like, obviously, they're not gonna do that. Like, this is like a comedy. It's a comedy first, and with something like no, and I understand. I understand what you're trying to say. You know, they're setting up new characters. Of course, we barely got a previous one. This one feels like an afterthought, like an extra thing that they wanted to add. This, look, I never want to think in that angle. Like, I never want to think, like, I don't want to watch a Ghostbusters movie where the original Ghostbusters die. I don't want to see that.
And maybe BB undoes all the damage.
No, I don't want to
time see travel that. This bitch.
I hate this. It's like, look, we are so spoiled, man. Like, did you see the X-Men 97 cartoon that came out?
No, I'm not a nerd.
Okay, so it came out, two episodes came out, and people are like, hey, this is pretty good. This is actually kind of fun. It's kind of nice that it exists. And immediately the people are like, oh, where's my Spider-Man the Animated Series continuation? Where's my Fantastic Four cartoon? And it's like, bro, like, chill the fuck down. We don't need too much. We got a lot of Star Wars and nobody's watching it. We have a ton of Marvel and nobody's watching this. We barely deserved Ghostbusters Afterlife. We didn't deserve this. Now I feel like an asshole for even complaining about this movie. And look, this movie is fine. It's a fine,
but
fun
that's
movie.
The worst thing I said before.
No, it's not. It's no, look, the original. You said it at the beginning of the episode. The original Ghostbusters was also fine. You called it mid. So why would you expect more from the same franchise?
Because, like, if I see bones of something that could be good, that bothers me more than just like a flame out. Right?
Again, did you need a sequel to Afterlife? Like,
I didn't want it, but they gave it to me, so now I have this fucking problem. All right. We have pieces on this board that could have added up to, honestly, a really good sequel that's going to, and you and I both know this, it's going to lead to a third film. It's not a question. It's going to happen. I hope not.
But I don't know. Look, I felt the same way that I feel about this movie is how I felt about Creed 2. Like, Creed 2 was just there for me. Like, it was just there as a, like, why would you make another one of these? The first one was fine. You really didn't need a second one. And now the third one, I really liked. But it only worked, I think, weirdly, when Stallone kind of went away. So, I don't know. I think I just wanted to watch Phoebe and Trevor bus ghosts in a farm. I don't think I needed them in the city. And then, like, the movie ends in a nice, hopeful way. Like, it mirrors the ending of the original one with them leaving the station and going out there, and like the Ghostbusters run out again. It's fine, but I don't know. Like, I didn't want this. Now I have it, and I don't want to complain. It's just like, we barely got another one. Look, I'd rather have something that experiments and fails than something that doesn't try. And Afterlife tried, and to me, it succeeded. This one is trying. I'm not going to lie. It is trying to do something. It was just trying a little too much. And it barely has a personality on its own to finish. I don't know if Gil Keenan was the problem. Maybe because the previous one was Jason Reitman, who did all these dramas, and he was able to tell a cohesive family story. And this one, it doesn't have the Reitman touch. So maybe that's the problem. I don't know, man. But I also wasn't expecting a fucking fantastic fest here. I was expecting something a little bit better than Afterlife. It wasn't better than Afterlife, but I mean, it's not insulting me, I guess. It wasn't boring. I can't say that it's boring because it wasn't, so.
I wouldn't say it was exciting, though. It's not boring, but it wasn't exciting either. I think, look, for one, we are getting sequels. Keenan, I legitimately said, we're exploring options for multiple sequels and spinoffs. They're going to try to franchise this bitch.
Oh, fine. God.
No, and I'm fine. But then you better make these stories good and worthwhile. How do you do that? Fan investment in the characters. I don't give a fuck about Will. I barely give half a fuck about Paul Rudd. The only character that I genuinely am like, I'd follow her, is Phoebe. That's because she told the mayor to eat shit and live. I respect that in a child, let alone a fully grown adult. The amount of self-awareness that you need to have to look a grown adult in the eye and say, fuck off, bravo. That said, and you're right, not every movie has to be Avengers. Not every movie has to build up to one big bad. But if failure to plan is planning to fail, Sony failed to plan when it came to Madam Web. I would argue DreamWorks failed to plan when it came to Kung Fu Panda 4. I'm talking all these sequels. Is it Sony again? Oh, I'm shocked. Sony. Sony is once again failing to plan for Ghostbuster sequels. If they're planning on doing it, fine. But you need to build up what you're working on at the moment and make it strong enough to where it can branch out. Because if they try doing a spinoff with only Will Forte, fuck them. Finn Wolfhard, it's not going to work.
They're not going to.
A spinoff with Patton Oswalt's character or with Lucky or Nadim, it's not going to fucking work. Because they did a piss poor job of building them here. If you want my solution, don't include the old fucks, except for Dan Aykroyd. Bring him in to be a mentor to everyone else. That's it. Get rid of the Ghostbusters Academy. Get rid of the overarching science. Keep it down to basics. And hey, we got to figure this shit out as we go. Keep it like that. I think they could have had something. But they overblew it. I'm sorry. When I see Bones, and that could have been better, I'm going to point it out. The worst thing that a movie can do is have a good premise but fail.
Damn it. Oh.
What a hell of an episode back, huh?
Jesus, man. I am... Why am I getting so worked up? It's a fucking Ghostbusters movie. Like...
You hold the first one like close to your heart. Am I insulting you?
Not even. Like, I just found it. Like, look, it's a movie that was fun in the 80s, and it's kind of fun to rewatch and be like, man, the 80s. It was never a movie that was supposed to have this long-lasting legacy. It was supposed to be like a thing that we're like, hey, that's pretty cool. Like, we never should have gotten Afterlife. We never should have gotten these. But we got Afterlife, and Afterlife was pretty good. So now we have this, because this is just the way that people think now. Oh, let's franchise this. Let's spin off that. I can't believe I'm going to sit down and watch the fucking Knuckles show on Paramount Plus. Like,
are you actually gonna watch it?
Of course I'm gonna watch it. Like, I can't believe I'm gonna do it. Like, I am so upset that this is just how things are now. Like, it's just, oh God. Like, I don't know. I this is why I watch A24 movies. This is why, like, when I keep my eye out of the ball for a second, they do some shit like this. And look, I don't even know why this is the one that broke me. Like, this is not terrible. It's just not.
It really isn't.
It's just not fantastic and it's not great. And I can't believe that we can't just live in a world that has mid movies. And this is a middle good movie, because there's middle bad movies, and
it's mid at best.
It's fine. Like, I'm not gonna watch it by myself again for fun, but like, if I'm with family and they haven't seen it and they liked Afterlife, I'll be like, sure, yeah, let's put it on.
No, let's sit down and watch it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's just that the personalities of the characters are kind of gone. Like, do you remember in the previous one that Phoebe kept trying to make jokes, like she would practice them and then, like, lay them out during the movie, and she'll be, like, so proud out of those jokes, and they were really dark. Like there's one scene in Afterlife where she just goes like, you know what you call that polar bear? Whatever you want, it's dead.
Jesus Christ, I remember that, yes.
Yeah, like she was great. And in this one, her first scene is her brother going like, hey, Phoebe, you got a joke? And she'll say a joke. And that's the only time that she'll do it. Like, she won't do it again.
Like, they should have carried over these little traits that, like, made them consistent.
Yeah. And which sucks. It kind of sucks. I feel like the personality of the characters was easier to grasp than the previous one because they were the main characters. This movie has, like, 15 main characters, and they only less than half are interesting. If that. So, I'm sorry. We're almost at the end of March, and still the only good movie this year is Dune Part 2. So, kind of sucks.
Well, that's going to change by the end of the month.
What comes out at the end of the month?
My man.
What comes out at the end of the month, Eddie?
My man.
What comes out at the end of the month? I can't do this anymore. It's not Deadpool, right? It's not Deadpool.
It's the King.
Oh, yeah. Godzilla vs. Kong. Oh, heck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Giant monsters. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be the number one film of the year. At least according to this motherfucker. I'm fucking looking forward to it. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't a big fan of Pink Godzilla, but you know what? It's grown on me. Because you know why? He's going to fucking dominate. All right? I'm looking forward to this tag team main event. All right? The biggest tag team match since fucking Rock and Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. We've got Godzilla and Kong versus Scar King and Shimu.
Did you see the video I sent you?
Which one?
Of the guy WWE where like The Rock's about to start just saying his spiel, and then this guy is like, "No, you shut up, Mister.
Yeah,
Mister Midlife Crisis.
Yeah,
it's like who's that guy?
Fuck, I don't recognize him."
Whoever that guy is, he's gained my respect. Like,
I'm pretty sure The Rock didn't bother watching his response, but yeah, let me see. Can I name him? Oh, Seth Rollins. Yeah, Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the
other one. I like him. Dude, I was like ready because I have like my own spiel that I one day want to throw at The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he like, he bought
it. All your hatred?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I want to be like, man, if you dedicated one leg day to an acting coach, maybe Black Adam wouldn't have bombed. Like,
damn. Yeah. Oh, but tweet that at The Rock.
I'd just be like, $7? $7 is what Black Adam did at the box office.
No. That leg day was the best. Was fucking gold. That's a legitimately great insult. Maybe you dedicated one of your leg day to an acting coach, maybe Black Adam wouldn't have bombed.
Yeah. That's
legitimately great.
Like, hey, Fast and Furious, you made a joke about baby oil. Is baby oil what you use when you let fucking Vince fuck you? Like, is that what that is? Like,
ooh.
Oh, come on.
No, come you're, on, so you, led with, you led with your best material.
Damn it. Okay. all right, look, I have hope for the rest of the year. I have hope for like the indies. I have hope for a couple of the big franchises. I have hope for things that hopefully will become big franchises. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see how Furiosa does. We'll have to see how Monkey Man does. And I don't know. I just want to go to the theater and stop seeing the fucking Fall Guy trailer again. Like, I want to. I'm so tired.
Same. But you know what movie is in theaters right now that's actually shockingly good?
What?
Immaculate.
Oh my god, I want to see it, but it's not out here yet. I really want to see it.
Dude, it had no business going being that good.
Did you see how they're promoting it on Twitter?
No, how?
So Christian Twitter got a hold of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they started insulting it and the people from the Immaculate promotional people started using their tweets to promote the movie.
Hey.
So, like, a Christian tweeted, "Diabolical, sacrilegious, pure evil, and grossly offensive. It is profane and has a third act that spits in the face of all that is holy. This movie is evil." And they used that quote in a post. Like, oh, that just makes me want to see it. Like, that doesn't...
Dude, that movie has so many messages underlining when it comes to, like, Christianity, zealots, being pro-life versus pro-choice, consent, like, my God. Like, I know they probably weren't setting out to make a very topical film about religion, but they did, and I love it.
Yeah, I really want to see it. Maybe I'll get... Maybe I'll get to see it next week when I come visit.
Hell yeah. Again, I won't spoil it, but it's good.
I've heard just good things about it. Also, did you know how it came out?
What do you mean?
Like, did you know how it got made?
No idea.
So, Sydney Sweeney read the script and auditioned for it 10 years ago. And after she auditioned, they told her, like, hey, sorry, we're going to have to shelve it. We have no money. Like, we ran out of budget. These things happen. Like, the movie's canceled. And she's like, oh, that sucks. I really like the script. Yeah. And then she became a star in the span of those 10 years and contacted those guys and was like, hey, do you still have that script? And they're like, yeah, why? And she's like, I'll produce. Let's do it.
Holy shit.
So she came in as producer and a star just because she loved the project so much. Like, that is what you do when you become famous. Like, you fund shit like this.
I honestly, it hasn't made its money back. It's only 10 million. But it's only
but made still, $10. It's not about the money. Like, clearly it isn't because she used her own money for it. But, like, just to have this thing created, just to have it done, just to have it out there, man.
Oh, man. No, it's shockingly good, man. I do recommend it. It is shockingly good.
I have another Christian tweet that they used for promotion. They said, the liberals saw how the anti-woke crowd embraced Sydney Sweeney as their new darling and right away had to shove her in this blasphemous, satanic, feminist, pro-abortion, anti-life movie degrading Christians. This movie also debases Mary, Mother of Christ.
It does.
So they released a shirt with that quote and the movie poster.
What's it called? They, okay, can I tell you one part? And it's not a spoiler. You already know she gets pregnant. Like, you already know this.
I mean, I'm guessing, yeah.
But, so here's, there's one part where she's like, I don't want to do, like, I don't want to do this. Why me? Like, that's obvious, right?
Yeah.
And I paused it and I just remember saying out loud to Nikki, I'm like, is this bullshit or is it not? Because I think most people, if they found out that they were pregnant with the next, like, savior, I think they would embrace it. Like, I'm a saint. I'm the new Saint Mary. No, Saint Cecilia. And Nikki's like, well, some people don't want that. I'm like, no, like, what? Like, I'm going to raise this kid. And what? You're going to correct the Mother of God? What? You're going to correct me? Like, the power would go, I think, to the person's head. Whereas she's like, I don't want this. I think anyone else would be like, fuck yeah, bring me my grapes. Bring me my chocolate. I think most people would embrace it. They'd be like, I'm guaranteed sainthood? Bitchin', let's do this. But yeah, you'll see the movie and then we can have a discussion on, because it is a lot of, like, pro-choice, pro-consent. Yeah, there's a lot there I want to talk about with you.
My kind of shit. Let's go.
Great kind of shit too.
Yeah. And also this morning we got the news that Euphoria is pretty much canceled.
What?
And yeah, because, like, okay, it's not canceled, but they did tell all the cast, like, hey, like, find other shit to do.
Oh, Warner Brothers, that was your big show.
I know, and now I'm guessing that Zendaya, Sydney Sweeney, and Jacob Elordi looked at their phones and were like, oh no, That's terrible,
Was
man.
it
That
eight seasons, one a
sucks.
cliffhanger? How many seasons?
Two, yeah. Yes and no. But also, like, one of the main actors, like, died.
Oh shit. Okay.
So, also, like, that was gonna, like, lead into, like, big thing. So, yeah, it's fine. I'm okay if we don't get another season of Euphoria. I like the cast members, like, they're all good cast members, but I just hope, they keep stayed employed. At least Zendaya, Sydney Sweeney, Elordi, and God, what's her name?
Dude from Saltburn.
That's Elordi, yeah. No, I meant shit. How can I forget her name? Yeah, Hunter Schafer. God, Hunter Schafer. There we go. So Eddie went to pee, and I'm sitting here. So I'll just wait for him to come back. And while he comes back, I'm gonna just let you all know that there's a lot of cool stuff that we're gonna still be working on. Also, just so you all know, if you see us like fighting or yelling at each other or disagreeing, it's all in the fun. It's all because we know each other and we can do something like this. So, what are your thoughts on Shohei Ohtani? Do you really think he did it? Because I think he's innocent. But I'm a Dodgers fan, so of course I would say that. No, I think he's being. I just saw him addressing the media. He said that he is innocent, and I believe him. But I also saw those pictures of him watching that March Madness game, and he looked like a guy that had some money in the game. So I don't know. When he says that he's never bet on baseball, I believe he's never bet on baseball. I don't know about basketball. So yeah, not a fan of Ipe Mitsuhara, who was his translator. Probably he's gonna get canned. So that's that. No, I'm Ohtani for life. I do believe he's innocent. So we're gonna just stick with that. What are your thoughts on the Late Night with the Devil AI art controversy? I was excited to see that movie, but now that I've heard that they made AI art, well, AI created content. I won't call that shit art. Into the movie, and they admitted it. I'm gonna find a way to see it, but I'm not excited just because of that. I don't want it to become, because this is how they'll do it. They're gonna just give us like little by little, and then they're gonna make us be okay with that. And I am not gonna be okay with
Okay with what?
that. How can you hear me? You're not even wearing headphones.
You're on speaker.
What?
Yeah, I set it
This
up.
is disgusting. This is gross.
No,
We
yeah.
are professionals.
No, so yeah, I set it up to where when you talk, my mic kills, so it never picks up the feedback.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fine then.
Hell yeah. So we will continue to get what?
Oh, no, I was just filling up dead air,
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So Euphoria pause is probably canceled.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. I mean, we're gonna have projects with all these people, so why not? Keep Sam Levinson unemployed. I don't know. We're gonna have some cool things this year. Have you heard of this Long Legs movie?
No.
You haven't heard of Long Legs?
Long legs.
It's a new horror movie.
Oh, the one where the
It's
spider gets bigger, right? Something like that.
about an FBI agent who is following an elusive serial killer, played
Oh.
by Nicolas Cage.
No, okay, different movie then.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. But is it legit horror?
Yeah.
Ooh, I want to watch it now. Okay, yeah, I'm pulling up the trailer right now. I'll watch it once we get off.
All right. Well, that pretty much concludes our review of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I give this a 3 out of 5, but it's the most annoying 3 out of 5 I've ever given.
There.
You?
I'm here to introduce my new grading system, 5.5 out of 10.
5.5 out of 10. You're now going 1 in
It's
10.
fine. It's fine. I'm mad that it could have been great, but it's fine. It's 5.5. It's fine. 6 is good. Seven is great. Eight is phenomenal. Nine is holy shit, almost perfect. And obviously, 10 is perfect.
All right. Well, that just how it ends, I guess. Join us next week as we discuss. What are we discussing next week?
Godzilla Kong. What? That's what we're covering next week.
What?
Godzilla Kong, the New Empire.
Oh, it comes out this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I need to see it on, like, Wednesday.
It's shit. I will get you fucking, what was I going to say? I will get you tickets if I must. But you're watching this goddamn movie.
Yeah. It's all right. I can watch it.
By accident, by the way. I meant to order one. I accidentally ordered two.
You got the theme bucket?
I accidentally ordered two.
How does it look?
Pink. It's cool. It has Godzilla and Kong on it. It's pink and baby blue.
Oh. Oh, yeah. We're getting one. Huh. Mine is way cooler.
Your bucket? Is it the one with Godzilla? On the inside?
Inside?
Yeah, it's like a X-ray thing or no?
Oh, you're getting that one?
Well, I have that one and the Cinemark one. Which one are you getting? Send me a picture.
Okay. So I can choose because there's two. So we have two theater chains here.
Uh-huh.
Cinepolis and Cinemex. I usually go to Cinepolis, which, by the way, they did a really nice Ghostbusters one where it's the car. So the car opens up and that's where you put the popcorn.
Nice. I've heard of that one.
Yeah. These are the ones we're getting for Godzilla and Kong. I just sent them to you via Telegram.
Let's see.
There we go.
Fuck you. Those are cool, though. Yeah, no, we have those, actually. Those are here.
Well,
we have those, but I didn't get those. I thought they were too basic, bitch.
The Godzilla head is cool.
Oh my god, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Do you want me to get you one?
It's not that cool.
You want me to get you one?
I mean, if you got me one, I wouldn't be mad. I'd pay you back for it. But I mean, you know, you don't have to.
I'll see if I can.
But if you do, I will give you cash for it. Yes.
We'll see. We'll see if we can get one. All right. So that is gonna cover this. I forgot the Spy Family movie comes out this year.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. We're doing a review of that, by the way. Like we are 100% we'll doing a review of that.
Bitching. All right, when does it come out?
I think at the end of April.
All right, we're gonna watch it.
So you have until the end of April to watch the first two seasons of Spy Family, though.
Oh shit! I need to start now, though.
I'm telling you that you'd like it. It's a super easy show to binge.
I don't doubt you. I legitimately don't. It's just finding time for it. But I will. I fucking will.
Just trust me on this. Like, when have I ever suggested something bad? Bad. Bad.
I'm pretty sure bad. If I think back, I can find something.
I don't think so. I highly doubt it, but... All right, well... What?
Give me time. I'll find something.
All right, we'll see. All right, well, that is our review of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Thank you so much for joining us on this return of the rollback, and we will come back to discuss... you're going to see two titans fighting about two titans fighting.
Shit, I like that. That's good.
Did you like that? Yeah.
That was actually good. I like that.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Chema.
And I've been Eddie.
And this was the rollback. Busted makes me feel good.
What?
Look, we can sit here and be like, this movie wasn't all that. That song is still all that, okay?
You're mostly right, if we're being fair, actually.
You can cut it right there. There we go. All right.
Bitchin'.
Oh, God.